Welcome to Automate Weekend Air. Today I'm talking with Donna Marie Coggins from Jacaranda Business Support Services. Donna Marie has many, many years' experience working with online businesses just like yours. And let me let you in on a secret. When I have any question about websites, she's my go-to girl. Anything to do with websites, website building, I go straight to Donna Marie. She's got all the answers. So Donna Marie is a published author and previous two times nominee for a Telstra Small Business Woman of the Year. Plus, she's got many business awards and is listed in the Who's Who of Australian Women. My goodness, that's quite an accolade. Welcome, Donna Marie Coggins.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you so much for having me today.
No problems. No problems at all. Now, can you tell me a little bit more about, or can you tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Yeah, sure. Look, I think you sort of summed it up nicely there. I'm a business owner, an online business mentor, an author, and also a mum. So I like to put that part in there. I started my first business part-time while I was still in my late teens. But when I was in my 20s, I began focusing full-time. So it was 1998, so almost two decades that I've been in business. For the last 8 years of that, I've been very blessed to have been part of Brett McFall's team. So that's part of Brett's team while I've still got other projects on the go as well. And I know many of your listeners are familiar with Brett, being one of Australia's foremost internet marketing leaders. So that's been an honour being part of his team. For me, I saw working for myself as a way to be able to work and provide for my family while still being available for my son. And I was a single mum, so I didn't have anyone else to rely on for an income. So that was the answer for me. And particularly when he was young, it was a really good way for me to be there and go to his school events, his sporting events, but still be able to work. What I do now is he's a lot older, but I still love being able to help others to do the same thing so that other people can earn a good income, but in a way where their business fits in around their life rather than trying to fit their life in around the business. And as you would well know, two of the key things that are needed to be able to do this effectively are to have a good website that works for you and also a lot of automation. So these are the two things that I put a lot of focus on.
Okay, excellent. And so we've got you in the right place because that's what Automate Weekend is all about. Now, it's about automating your online business, automating your website. So when it comes to the website component of it, Donna Marie, can you give our listeners three tips to getting your websites online quickly, effectively, and efficiently?
Yeah, and look, this is one area that I know a lot of people stumble with, especially when they're first starting out. First thing I suggest is to look at other successful business owners and what they're doing and model them. So I don't mean copy them. By all means, don't go and copy what they're doing or their words or anything like that. But look at the tools that they're using and the systems that they use. And don't try to reinvent the wheel Just use the systems that the existing professionals are already using. The second thing is to make sure that you test all of your processes thoroughly before you launch them to the public. So, for example, if you've got a website where you've got an opt-in form to build a list and you've got products that you're selling or even just one product that you're selling, make sure that you subscribe to your own list and check that that is all working properly, that you're going to the right pages. Buy the product from yourself and make sure that the whole process is smooth, that it's going to be easy for your customers to understand and that you've actually set it up right in the back end. Again, that's another thing that people often forget to do and they don't know that there's problems until people start complaining. The third tip is don't automate 100%. And I know that seems a little bit contradictory when we're teaching people to automate, and especially at Automate Weekend. We do want to automate a lot of our business processes, but there is a danger of over-automating. I think you'll agree with me on that. And some tasks are best left to be done by a real person. So they're my three tips for people.
I had a little nervous breakdown when you said don't automate 100%, but I certainly agree with you. Yeah, there's definitely some website tasks that you should be doing yourself, and you know the checking and reporting and all of that sort of stuff should certainly be done by an actual person so that you can improve things. I think that's where you were going, Donna Marie. Is that where you were going with that?
That's right. And even just some things like customer service, you know, customer contact. We can try to automate that, but sometimes you see things that are so automated that it's really robotic and customers aren't getting to actually deal with people at all. And that can actually be bad for the business because you're not being able to build those relationships. You're not really able to understand what the problem is if you're leaving it all up to software to try to manage. But certainly, if you can automate, you know, probably 90% of your business, that means that that last little 10%, you've got time to really focus on doing it well.
Very true, very true. That customer contact you need to be very careful with. And, you know, most people only automate 10% of their business and are doing the other 90% manually, but we're trying to turn that around for them. So that's great. Now, can you tell us
I was just going to say there also, that last little bit that I don't suggest automating, there's no reason you can't outsource that and have someone else do it. It doesn't necessarily mean that the business owner has to do it themselves. Yep.
Now, can you tell us three things that you're going to teach at Automate Weekend?
Yes, I'm getting so excited about the weekend. Okay, so what I'm going to show you is, firstly, the best website format to use when you're selling information and digital products. So I'll show you the pages that you should have on your site and how to set those up. I'm also going to explain the information that you absolutely must have on each of these pages if you want to be able to make sales from your website, which I'm sure is what everyone who's coming to your Automate Weekend wants to be able to do. The third thing is that I'm going to show your guests some shortcuts to creating a professional looking site. So whether they want to build it themselves or outsource it to someone else, I'm going to show you some shortcuts on how to do that and some different areas where you can set it up once and then have it automated so everything just keeps ticking over. If these things are set up correctly, your site is going to be working for you, mostly on autopilot, and this is going to be your 24/7 sales team. They can be working while you're not. So I'm looking forward to sharing those three things, and hopefully it will be very helpful for your attendees.
Donna Marie, thank you. I've got to say, I can't wait to watch your presentation again. Every time I speak to Donna Marie about websites, I learn something new. And every time I see her presentation, I learn something new as well. So I can't wait. And I can't wait for my attendees to learn this from you as well. So we'll see you at Automate Weekend. Now, if you want to hear more from Donna Marie, just register below for Automate Weekend and we'll see you there. Thank you so much, Donna Marie Coggins.
Thank you, Jason. I'm looking forward to seeing you then.